Romatopija. Romata je sintura čeren svatoka trlenđi utopija. Sarbi šaja e Evropat harate avel.
Hello, Lachu Gives, and welcome, dear listeners, to Romatopia. We are
Isabel Rabe and
William Bila. And we are the hosts of Romatopia, the podcast with and about Sinti and Roma and their utopia for our future in Europe.
In this very first episode, you will learn why we are doing this podcast and what you can expect from Romatopia. Why a podcast that asks Roma and Sinti from all over Europe about their life, their experiences, and their utopias. Why are you interested, Bill?
Well, I think we are the perfect Europeans. We've survived throughout the ages despite difficult circumstances and different historical periods. Our identity isn't threatened by a lack of a nation state. But I've often found Europeans have some rigid ideas about identity that sometimes some of them, well, practically have a nervous breakdown trying to fit everything into the right box. And based on my experience living in Prague, in Munich, and in Paris for the last 24 years, most of the Roma and Sinti in Europe, well, they didn't get a chance to live in America for 20 years like me. But despite that, and despite the heterogeneity of the Romani peoples, I bet we'll still find some common threads, and at least I hope to discover something new here, because such a discussion promotes good bacht. Bacht is the word for happiness or luck in the Romani language, and I'm tired of all the bibachtalo, all the bad luck, the bad vibes discussions that we have about fighting for this, fighting for that, and I believe focusing on creating what we want will attract positive momentum that will lead to something more powerful than just focusing on what we don't have.
I totally agree, Bill. I personally met Bill the first time in 2012 at a conference in Budapest, and I got to know him as a very committed Roma rights activist.
Oh, thank you, Isabel. And I'd like to add that my ideas of what it is to be Romani and my Romani identity have evolved also over the years. I'm really interested in hearing what being Romani is to other people, because we don't often get a chance to discuss such things when we're always rushing to stop the next forced eviction or some other emergency situation over and over again. Also, maybe I'm not the only Roma who would like to see, hear, and taste a bit of utopia here and now. And you, Isabel, why did you have the idea for Romatopia?
In 2012, my colleague Franziska Sauerbein and I supported the cultural program accompanying the opening of the memorial to the Sinti and Roma murdered under National Socialism in Berlin. The topic and the invisibility of Romani culture and history didn't let us go. And we initiated the project Rom Archive, digital archive of the Roma, which went online in 2019. We wanted to do something against the invisibility, show the cultural richness of the Roma, and offer counter images to the still existing prejudices and stereotypes. Sinti and Roma had the opportunity to represent themselves and to counteract negative attributions with a story told by themselves. And these are the stories that have to be told again and again. And this is also what this podcast is for. Now, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Roma were again the first who were to be blamed. Pogroms and persecution took place in many European countries. We have to change the perspective. The majority society could learn so much from Roma, especially when it comes to transnational solidarity, which was actually little seen in Europe during the pandemic.
Maybe let me add some facts from your life so that our listeners can get to know you. Isabel is living in Berlin, works as a freelance curator and cultural producer. She studied dance in Berlin and New York, and later cultural management also in Berlin. She says that in her curatorial work, she is interested in artistic and curatorial strategies that disrupt Western perspectives and traditions of thought.
Thank you, Bill, for this kind introduction. Yes, in my projects, I want to show decolonial perspectives and new narratives. That's what this podcast is doing as well.
Now we've told a little bit about ourselves. But more importantly, who are we making this podcast for?
Well, this podcast is aimed equally to gadje, that's the Romanes word for people from the majority society, for whom there are still huge gaps in knowledge to fill. But also for Romnia, Sintice, who are interested in the contributions that their people have actually always made to the social and cultural life of Europe.
Exactly. 12 episodes are planned for our first season. That means every 2 weeks, we'll take about 90 minutes to approach the visions and ideas from the Roma and Sinti community from a different perspective.
In order for this to succeed, we have invited 12 exciting guests from 12 European countries.
Among them are, for example, the artist Daniel Baker from the UK, the art historian Timea Junghaus from Hungary, the activist Nicoleta Bitu from Romania, and the German-based Kosovarian rappers Selamet and Kefajt Prizreni, and many more.
It will be an exciting, informative, and entertaining journey across Europe, and we are both very much looking forward to exchanging ideas with these exciting people. And of course, we are looking forward to you, dear listeners, and to exchange ideas with you as well.
So, if you have any questions or suggestions for Romatopia and would like to contact us, you're welcome to send us an email at mail@romatopia.eu.
You can also find more information about the podcast on our social media channels on Facebook and Instagram. The links can be found in the show notes of this episode.
So, see you soon at Romatopia and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Romatopia is supported by the Federal Agency for Civic Education and the Council of Europe Roma and Travelers team. Idea and concept, Isabel Rabe. Romatopia is hosted and edited by Isabel Rabe and William Biela and directed by Katja Lehmann. Sound design by Selamet and Kefajt Prizreni. Cover motif by Daniel Baker. Production, Media Bricks Berlin 2020.